This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For tonight, it is and also an invitation to see this big heart, the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the heart that was able to accommodate all his companions and makes everyone feel special, as if that person the closest to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our story is related to a man, a companion by the name of Itban ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu arda'ah. Itban ibn Malik hada min al-Khazraj, min Bani Awf. And they live outside Medina. You know where is Masjid Quba today? Around that area. It was known not long time ago, those who used to go to Mecca and or Medina like 10 years ago or something like that, it's called Masjid al-Jumu'ah, it was known. It was now removed with the new road, that the expansion that they made. That's their areas. Anyway, he used to lead and to pray, to lead his people and to pray with his people. They have the musalla that they pray. And when the Jumu'ah comes, everybody come to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Masjid. But in the daily prayers, they pray there. So he became, قَالَ إِنِّي أَفْتَقِدُ بَصَرِي. My sight became weak. I can't see properly. وَإِنَّ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْمَسْجِدُ وَعَدٍ إِذَا سَانْ مَا قَطَعْتُهُ. There is a valley between me and the play, the musalla, the masjid. When the valley fill with water, flood with water, I can't cross it and I can't see properly, I can't get my way around. So he decided to pray at home. But before he prayed at home, he had this wish in his heart. قال فأردت أن أتخذ مسجدا في بيتي. I want to take a masjid and place of salah in my house. But I want the Prophet to pray there first, then I pray afterwards. I want the first one to pray in this musalla is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he goes on Friday, pray with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. He prayed Jumu'ah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what I just told you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately told him, qala abshir, insha Allah af'al. No problem, insha Allah I will. And inshallah of the Prophet ﷺ is like my inshallah. You know, when you say inshallah, it's not going to happen. Inshallah, you know. When somebody tell you, will you do this? Tell them inshallah, you know. And he chased you for years and he keeps saying inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. وَإِذْ بِالنَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ ضُحَى يَوْمِ السَّبْتِ سُفْرِ كَيْفِ. How fast respond, how he, his response was so fast. In the day before Dhuhr, on Saturday, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, knocking on his door. And with him, guess what? Abu Bakr and Umar. Itban was surprised by how fast the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming. And he wanted to imagine how special that made him. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first thing he walked to the house, قَالَ أَيْنَ تُرِيدُنِي أَن أُصَلِّي قَبْلَ أَنْ أَجْلِسِ. Before we sit down, where do you want me to pray? قَالَ هَا هُنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Here. Then in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes, and Itban called his family to pray behind the Prophet. Opportunity. He called his family to come to pray behind the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led Itban and his family and his companion in that spot that he wants to take as a musalla in Fina'i Bayti, in a spacious area in his house. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after he finished, about to leave, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ضِيَافَتُكَ عِنْدَنَا. We have to honor you as a guest. وَإِنِّي عِنْدِي يعني حاجة إحنا نسميها اليوم زي إيش الشوربة خريزة. الخريزة, it's like a soup. A soup that it is made of wheat and little pieces of meat. It's one of the low grade kind of food, yani very basics, only very poor people eat this kind of food in Medina at that time.
Poor man's soup.
Poor man's soup, jazakallah khair. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, هذا الذي عندي. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إيتي به. Bring it. طيب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم waiting for the food to be ready. فتسامع بنو عوف بن مالك أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عند إتمان. Everybody in the tribe heard that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم were at إتمان's house. فأخذ الناس يأتون. People start gathering. حتى اجتمع خلق. Until a good number of people gathered. Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talking to them, and who is missing, who is that? فقال رجل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني who is missing? So somebody said, أو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, I don't remember right now, he mentioned, قال مالك ابن الدخشن. قال مالك ابن الدخشن. He's missing. فقام رجل من الأنصار من الخزرج قال يا رسول الله ما أراه إلا منافقا. He said, Ya Rasulullah, he's a hypocrite. I mean, don't worry about him. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said with a firm tone, قال لكنه يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وإن الله حرم على النار من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. The Prophet ﷺ responded with a very firm tone. He said, but this man bear witness that La ilaha illallah. And Allah forbid the hellfire to touch the skin or the body of someone who would say La ilaha illallah. I testify, not say, I testify that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. And he doing this, seeking the reward from Allah sincerely. فقال رجل, another man or the same man, قال يا رسول الله ما نرى وده ونصحه إلا للمنافقين. شوف كيف الأخذ والرد. Then he said يا رسول الله, this man we know, we only see him friend and hang out with the hypocrites. He only have a good relationship with them. He talk to them, he visit them, he socialize with them. He's with the hypocrites. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يعيد الكلمة مرة أخرى ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم repeat what he said. قال لكنه يقول لا إله إلا الله وإن الله قد حرم على النار من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. He says لا إله إلا الله and Allah will not let the hellfire touch someone who bear witness that Allah is the only worthy of worship if he's saying it for the sake of Allah. And the gathering ended right there. Haqiqah, this story, there is so many lessons to reflect upon. And I just give you the lead and you think more deeper about it. Awwalan, one of the social change that we have in our days today, أن الكرم أصبح تكلفاً. Generosity is not any more generosity in our culture. Generosity is taklif, as we say. Generosity, it became burden. يعني somebody want to be generous, he feel it's a burden. Generosity in general a burden, but I mean that literally a burden. يعني you want to invite people to the house, it's a burden. It's a work for a whole week. You have to bring maids and you have to bring madri'ish and you have to make, you know, oh, that's not enough. I have to make 10 different type of food. I have to make this and I have to make that. I have to invite everybody. If I want to give you a gift, it has to be a big deal of a gift. If I have to do, it has to be a big thing. Somebody yesterday made me so happy. He said, Sheikh, I want to gift you something. I said, wow, one like gift. He made me so happy with the gift. The gift was pickles. He said, I have pickles for you. مخلل. I said, yeah, salam. Tislam. You feel the basata, you feel this generosity. You give the simples, not about big things, oh my God, I have to. No. What happened when this social norm changed? We're not generous anymore. We don't invite each other anymore. We don't give each other gifts anymore. Why? Because it has to be big things, has to be valuable things. So what happened? It became less and less and less and less. Versus old days, it was up. That's why the man did not have a problem to invite the Prophet over something, poor man soup. لا والأعجب من كده اتبان هذا عمي lost his يعني sight. عاش بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 50 سنة. He lived 50 years after the Prophet صلى فكان في عهد معاوية يحدث بهذا الحديث. He still, when the time of Muawiyah رضي الله عنه, he's still telling the story, I'm proud of it. After he became rich, type in that time he was poor. After Allah fatah alayhi and he became rich, he did not feel shame that he was poor and he gave this. لا الحمد لله. إحنا إيش نقول الجود من الموجود. We always say that you give from what you have. Something to reflect upon. There is a lot more than this point, but the main point. Another point to see. يا أخي أتعجب how the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم have this full access to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني sometimes والله العظيم الواحد feels shame of himself. When people ask him to come to this, to visit me, do this, والله مشغول, I have this, I have that, you know, talk to my secretary, to my madrish. You know, there is a lot of like distance and you feel it's become so hard to access people, especially, I'll tell you something, if you want to be a leader, you have to be accessible. If you want to be a true leader in any in your job, in your work, in your business, in your community, in your country, you have to. That's why you see all these elected officials, they have to be accessible. And I will say this, if you want to be a leader inside your house, you have to be accessible to your kids too. And easy to be approached. And you know, when you've been approached, also you are available. Shaykh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with all what he has, he answered his call just to go to pray to Raka in his house. And Ba'id, yani it's the distance. He goes all the way. And guess what? Next day, Abshir. Absolutely. That's what you call yes man. You know, some people have this face, yes man. Yani, he is a yes man. Yani, you know, when you approach him, you're going to say yes. People, no. يعني من آخرها كذا don't approach you know the answer is not gonna يعني ما شاء الله عنده إحنا we have a say يعني me and my friend about somebody we know يقول yes ما شاء الله يعني شامبو he يزحلق الناس يعني he said يعني he make you slide يعني you will never get anything out of him he will let you go an empty hand he will never give you what you want anyway another thing to reflect upon يا أخي أنا أختم بهذا. أولاً يعني quickly something to reflect on between my main point, the point that quick to be said. الناس عندهم ولع بتصنيف الناس وضعهم في أطر. People from all time have the fascinated about putting you in a box. على طول, he's a hypocrite. طب nobody ask you anything. Nobody, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم did not ask anything about this. But there's something in people in nature. Oh, he is this group, he is Salat, he is Madriyash, he is immediately willing to put you in a box. And that's not a good attitude, that's not a good akhlaq. I know it's something natural in people and common, but that's not a good adab, not a good etiquette to box people and put them in frame. And you have to find a frame for them to put them in that box and you start dealing with them based on this. Because when you start doing this, you judge people in a very wrong way and you will never see the good in them. But anyway, look at the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم respond. يا أخي أنا أتعجب إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنه يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. يمكن بعضكم لا يعرف ليش عجبي من هذا الإجابة. What surprised me the most, how النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم defended مالك بن الجعش by saying that this man say لا إله إلا الله, which is something every Muslim say. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم did not mention something unique about مالك. And if you want to know who's Malik ibn Jash and هذا بدري من أهل بدر والنبي يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله اعملوا أهل بدر ما شئتم فإني قد غفرت لكم. The people of Badr, Allah says to them, whatever you do, you are forgiven. The people of Badr all in Jannah. So impossible to be hypocrite. The Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم could easily say he's from أهل بدر. He impossible to be a hypocrite. لا وتبغى أشد من هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سن مالك بن الجعشن يهدم مسجد الضرار Malik ibn Jahash is the one that the Nabi sent to destroy the masjid of the hypocrites. The symbolic of the hypocrite. يعني he is free from hypocrisy 100%. Yet, ما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيء من هذا مطلقا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم did not mention anything of that. He said what? What we all share. You know why? Because the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم want to teach us a lesson that what protects your ird, what protects your honor, what protects your reputation, it doesn't have to be something so special. It's enough to be a Muslim. It's enough to say La ilaha illallah. It's enough to be among the Muslimin and the mu'mineen. That's enough. هذا واحد كفير. To protect your honor, to protect your reputation, to watch your tongue carefully before you talk about someone. And I wish that lessons are learned today. And wallahi, I have a lot in my head to say, but I don't want to keep you long. Jazakallah khair. You know, but there is a lot to be said. A lot to be said about how he was accused just because he has a good relationship with the hypocrites. And Nabi said, did not deny that he has ينصح لهم وله مواد معه أصلا من الهيبوكريتس الأوس هم المنافقين members of الخزرج والأوس في المجتمع النبي did not isolate the hypocrites ولذلك النفاق كان جيلا واحدا في الإسلام ما في جيلين it's a genius how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have يعني didn't allow hypocrisy to grow it's one generation when died with it Today, see, this is also nowadays, a lot of people accuse just because he have a good relationship with people, just because he doesn't have the same maybe political position that you have, maybe he has another approach, maybe. Yeah, there is so much to be lessons from Hayat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but هذا القلب الكبير, هذا القلب الجميل, هذا القلب الرحيم, هذا القلب الذي يحفظ حقوق وود أصحابه. حقيقة أن تدرس سيرته وأن يتعلم من هديه صلى الله عليه وسلم. This big heart, a heart that cares for every member of his community. I just can't imagine Malik ibn al-Jahash when he heard about what happened, how the Prophet defended his honor and his absence. I just can't imagine how he felt. You know, can you imagine if the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم kept quiet? I bet you anything that can push the guy to the man to go to hypocrisy. Inshallah, we continue in another story with the Prophet ﷺ life. Thank you very much.